According to captured medical records, Hitler was on a roller coaster ride of euphoria and depression due to large daily doses of amphetamines and had increasingly lost contact with reality. However, the second most powerful man in the Reich, Hitler's deputy Martin Bormann, was not so incapacitated. Bormann, a stocky, nondescript man with thinning brown hair, was born in 1900 in Halberstadt in central Germany. He was the son of a cavalry sergeant who later became a civil servant. Young Bormann dropped out of high school after 1 year and was later drafted into the army during World War I, where he served with the field artillery. Returning from the war, Bormann joined the right-wing Freikorps and served a year in prison in 1924 for his part in the murder of his former elementary school teacher, who had been accused of betraying a Nazi leader when the Ruhr was under French occupation. Following his release from a Leipzig prison, Bormann joined the Nazi Party and rose steadily through the ranks. Shortly after Hitler became German Chancellor in 1933, Bormann was appointed Chief of Staff to Deputy Führer Rudolf Hess. After Hess's ill-fated flight to Scotland in 1941, Bormann assumed his duties as well as becoming secretary to Hitler. Nazi leaders dubbed Bormann the Brown Eminence and the Machiavelli behind the office desk, as he soon became the most powerful man in Nazi Germany. No one got to Hitler but through Bormann. In 1943, Bormann gained total control over both the Nazi Party and the German economy, including all top-secret technology. Already named to replace Hess as head of the Nazi Party, Bormann wrested economic and political control from Himmler by having Hitler prohibit the SS chief from issuing orders to the Gauleiters, or district leaders, through his SS commanders. According to Heinrich Hoffmann, Hitler's personal photographer and the man who introduced him to his mistress, Eva Braun, Hitler once said of Bormann, "I know he is brutal, but what he undertakes, he finishes. I can rely absolutely on that. With his ruthlessness and brutality, he always sees that my orders are carried out." Bormann reigned supreme. On August 10, 1944, Bormann called top German business leaders and Nazi Party officials to the Hotel Maison Rouge in Strasbourg. According to captured transcripts of the meeting, its purpose was to see that the economy of the Third Reich was projected into a post-war profit-seeking track. This track came to be known as Aktion Adlerflug, or Operation Eagle Flight.